Okay, this morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just joined this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wish I was Judy Plum hanging on a tree. Every time you look past, take a little bite of me.
That was Ernie Williams. He a guest musician with us today. Give Ernie a hand. Big guy. That's not my best piece.
Bill Cheetah. That's what it says on the list here. Bill Cheetah.
I was just going to say the rest of the set, you have to play some tunes I know, but then let's set out.
All right. We're a casual group.
We usually do this on the front porch or in the living room. This is strange with the microphone and everything.
Kick it off, Roger.
It could be a sing-along.
Yeah.
We'll tell
you the words.
That's a good idea. This song's called Bill Cheatham, and everybody always wants to know what the words are to this song. Real simple, and you all can help us out. It goes, oh, Bill Cheatham, oh, Bill Cheatham, oh, Bill Cheatham, oh, Bill Cheatham. Old Bill Cheatham, old Bill Cheatham, old Bill Cheatham, old Bill Cheatham. It's very important for that last one, okay? So, try it along with us.
Thank you.
Lovers, you were great. Come on, Doug. Finally got it right. I went fishing one time with Zeke, too. I guess you all heard the story about Zeke. Zeke and I went out in the river one day, and we caught all these fish. We rented this boat, and we paddled out in the river. We caught all these fish. We had a great, great time. And Zeke says to me, he says, well, how are we going to get back to the same place next time we go fishing together? I said, well, wait a minute. I'll make an X on the bottom of the boat. So I took and I made this big X with a crayon out of my tackle box. And he said, that was really dumb, Roger. He says, how do you know we're going to get the same boat next time? Oh, well.
Oh, that was great.
Play a song, Doug.
All right. We're going to do Sally Ann. Sally Ann.
Starts in there. That's the one song we didn't rehearse.
What's on the list here? Oh, that's yesterday's list. Well, we'll still do it. Sally Ann.
Huh?
Now, if the audience catches any member of the band up here smiling, you get a prize. This is very serious stuff we're doing. Okay, Sally Ann.
I don't know. I don't play.
Somebody started.
Fiddle players. I think we ought to have the fiddle players start us all. Yay!
You're the leader. You start it.
Not me.
Start it.
I mean, the fiddle players can't even figure out what fiddle they want.
Well, the bass player to start it? That won't go.
Thank you.
You watch, when somebody gets tired of playing, they raise their foot. That means that's it.
Yeah, first one gets tired, gets to raise their
foot. I was raising my foot, but nobody could see me over here. Kitchen girl.
This is a banjo band. We're going to feature the bass player, Doug Mowen.
On the bass?
Bass man on the banjo. Pay attention.
In order to be a member of this group, you do have to play a banjo.
That's true. And you got to admit in public that you belong. So.
This is Benton's Dream.
A song called Benton's Dream. The banjo player does not have to kick this one off. Right?
It's a good start, I think.
Thank you. Craig. There was no Craig.
Oh, well. We'll work on that one.
Take it back to the camera.
The words on that were, I wish I'd never been born or died when I was young. That's an old-time song that was written not too long ago. Did we do Stay All Night?
Yeah, let's do Stay All Night.
Stay All Night.
Stay All Night. I can. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready on the right?
Ready on the right? Ready on the left?
2, 3, 4.
Banjos play, the old-time banjos play in usually the key of A. Right now they're switching to A modal, and if we have time we'll change key to D, and they have to retune to do that. This is Falls of Richmond.
Oh, Falls of Richmond. It's a song we all learned up in West Virginia a few years ago, and it's really a nice tune. No words, you don't have to hear me sing. Okay. Thank you.
One more. We can do one more. One more. Cold Frosty Morning. That's a nice tune. Cold Frosty Morning.
What happened to our mandolin player?
I think she wouldn't admit it in public.
Well, we weren't watching her foot, so she left.
It's just hard to find good help.
Dropping like flies. First we lost a fiddler, then we lost a violin player. This is a stressful job.
Okay, we're going to do one more. This is a song that we called Cold Frosty Morning. Those of you who stayed in the campground last night, it wasn't quite frost, but it was cold.
Yeah.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
Yeah, we'd like to introduce us. Nancy Davison, all the way from South Florida, used to live around here. We're glad she's here. Roger Walton.
I did get married, though.
John Ware from Clearwater.
At your house,
Jim Strickland.
I got married, Doug.
Yeah, you
and
got.
My name is no longer Nancy Davison.
Yeah, Nancy Davison Higgins. Yeah. That was 4 years ago.
I haven't heard that in, yeah, 4 years.
Well, it took me a little while to accept it. That's not true. She is married to one of the finest gentlemen that I know, and they did have a wonderful wedding at our house. The music went all night long. We have Jim Strickland from Tampa, and I'm Doug Nauman. Debbie left us. She's down here playing mandolin. Or playing the camera. Thank you.
you very much. We enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. That was Sugar Hill. They deserve another hand, I think. Now we're going to ask you guys to move the chairs over in, out to the sides. But now, I want to tell you this, that you're not going to be sitting down in them very much, because Cubby Whitehead's going to come out here and get you dancing. Scottish country dancing is a very, very fun form of dancing, and I'm sure he's going to tell you all about it, but I will tell you what I know about it, and that's that if you can walk and you can figure out where your left hand is and your right hand is, that's the only qualifications that are necessary to do this stuff. And these guys also have dressed up in some really nice costumes for you, nice traditional costumes. And I might also mention that tonight at 7:50 on the amphitheater stage, we're gonna get a performance, and you get to see several of the dancers perform here. Again, remember your T-shirts, remember your programs. Be sure and check out the other stages. Go to the Crafts Complex this afternoon and hear the accordion playing and see all the other things that are going on over there. The biggest thrills for most of the participants, believe it or not, happen at night, late, like 3 a.m. or so, when most sane people are in bed tucked away, but that's when some of the best music gets played around here. And we've been having a wonderful time. Have y'all been having a good time? All right. Well, I know it's going to be great, and the weather has cooperated in a way that I've been living in Florida for 20 years. I've never seen a May like this. I live in Gainesville, and we've had nights every night in the 40s and 50s, and it's just been magnificent. Because those of you that have been here in the past couple of years, remember it was about 100 degrees right now, and I think we definitely owe a plot of thanks to the gods for weather, because it ain't never been better. And while we're thanking people, Daryl Krause is the manager of this park, and they've brought in rangers from all over the state to work this weekend, and these people are working nonstop for a whole time, since I don't know how many days before the festival began until it's all done after we all go home. And we need to give a big round of applause to the Department of Natural Resources and all the work they've done here. And in addition to that, the Florida Folklife Bureau is headquartered now in this new green building down here near the entrance where you came into the park. They used to be in the old motel over on the corner of U.S. 41 and State Road 136. And they've been producing this festival for more years than I can remember. This is the largest state-run folk festival in the United States of America, folks. And they have a staff that's very small that works very hard to do this thing. And if you get a chance, let's give them a round of applause here. But when you see one of those people running around in one of those little carts, thank them. So let's thank the Florida Folklife Bureau. Orman Loomis is the director. David Reddy is directly in charge of the festival. Debbie Fant and Bob Stone, and there's a whole bunch of others. There's also hundreds of volunteers that clean bathrooms and pick up trash and do everything else, and I think we're ready. So let's bring on the Scottish country dancers, led by Cubby Whitehead, and we're going to have, for music, Merriweather plus one. So here's Cubby Whitehead.
Okay, hello. We're going to tell you about and show you and ask you to participate with us in Sarasota Scottish country dancing. We are the Sarasota Scottish country dancers, the reason that name came out. This is probably one of the oldest traditions that you will see here at the festival this weekend, dating at least from the 1600s. The form of the dance has remained unchanged since that period of time. And there are thousands of Scots and people of Scottish interest all over the world that every week dance these very same dances that you're going to see here and dance with us this afternoon and that you're going to see on the program this evening. Let me tell you a bit about the dress. Fred, would you come out here, please? Stand up here so people can see. This is the kilt. This is the kilt. This is the sporran, or the purse. And the dancing slippers that we wear, hold your foot up there, are called gillies. And it's and the footwork, it's the most comfortable footwear you ever wore, and pretty well necessary to do the steps correctly. The so if you will take a partner and that's one of these people. So take a partner and arrange yourselves in a big circle. Hello, Morris. The Scottish country dances are the social dances of Scotland. No, I want a circle to begin with. Yeah. Okay. Shirley. And while you're doing that, I would like to tell you a bit. These are the social dances of Scotland. And Scotland is sort of unique in its sort of political organization. There was not the difference between the nobility and the peasantry that was in Europe and in England. What the clan chief danced, everybody danced. So there's no such thing as folk versus court in the Scottish country dances. There are two types of dances. There are slow dances, strathspeys, and there are the quick dances, the jigs and the reels. And we're going to be doing a jig today. Now, the step that's used to travel is called skip change of step. And it's just what it says. You skip change step. And in Scottish country dancing, you always start on the right foot. You lead with the right. If I can get a bit of music, I'll demonstrate it across the floor here for you, and then I want all of you to face in line of direction, and then try this.
Thank you. Christmas-inspired idea was this?
You're a college actually.
That's right. They taught me that in class. Is it bandstand 101?
This one on? Yes, the men to my right and the women to my left.
Thanks to Meriwether for adopting me again.
And four such couples in a set. Four such couples in a set. One, two, three, four.
I just
form another set down there.
Adopting me.
She's a great wife, isn't she? Are you sure that Lucy's the
only thing? We can use another couple down here. All right,
yeah,
very good, very good. Okay. Most all the dances are done in four couple sets like this. They are all proper dances, if you're acquainted with the term. And since these are social dances, imagine yourself at a ball, and each of the dances begins, when it starts, with a chord in the beginning, at which time the men give a short bow to their partner, and the ladies do a slight curtsy. The dances all begin and end with that bow and curtsy. Play a little for the bow and curtsy, so you'll get in the swing of it.
Just about the bow.
One, two,
yeah.
Three.
All right, and start out with your heels together in the nice first position. Okay, very good. All right. Now, that's the dance we're going to do right now is called Cumberland Reel. It happens to be a jig, but don't worry about that. And it begins with couples one and two giving right hands across in a wheel. Just take shake hands position with that opposite person. None of this, you know, hands on wrists. Just take shake hands position, nice shake hands position, and around for four bars. Four, skip, change of step. Go. One, two, three, four. Then you're going to give left hands and back the same way. One, two, three, four. And remember, you lead off on the right foot. Everything is a right foot lead. Okay? Now, then the first couple is going to lead down, and that means give right hands with your partner and lead down the center for four skip change of step. One, two, three, four, and back. One, two, three, four. And don't go so far down that you can't get back in that amount of time. Okay? Let's do that much with music so you begin to get the feel of the dance, and then we'll have the rest of it.
So,
right?
One, two, three.
Get ready. Back. One, two, three. Lead down. One, now, what follows there is that the all face up, and the first couple are going to cast off down around their own lines, followed by the others in the set.
That means we play a G chord.
Okay? Right. Go ahead and walk that.
No.
Which is nice. I can get a much nicer G
chord. Then now, you're going to go down for six counts. You're going to have to count them. One, two, three, four, five, six, and then come up for six. One, lead up. Two, three, four. Yes, inside, back inside. Okay? And then there are four bars left, and couples two, three, and four will form arches, and couple number one will go under the arches to the foot of the set. And when you form the arches, you don't really touch hands. It's just necessary to, you know, hold your hands up like that. All right, now we have a new top couple. So let's walk you through it. Couples one and two, right hands across. One, two, three, four, left. One, two, three, four, lead down. One, two, three, four, back. Five, six, seven, eight. Lead the lines around. One, two, three, four, five, six, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six arches under. Dumpty 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 da da dee dum da 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 dee dum bum. Okay. Now, with the next top couple. Start with the right hand draw. One, two, three, four, back. One, two, three, four, lead down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, cast. One, two, three, four, keep going. Five, six, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six, arches. One, two, seven, and eight. All right, one more. Okay, we have one more. All right, right hands across. Go. One, two, three, four, back, six, seven, and eight. Lead down. One, two, three, four, back, five, six, seven, eight, and cast off, and lines follow. One, go down, two, three, four, keep going, five, six, come up. One, two, three, four, five, six, under. Six, two, seven, and eight. Okay, let's dance it, all right? And before we do, I'd like everybody to stand there. Your heels may be on the floor, but I want you to consciously think that your weight is on the balls of the feet. And when you do, see what kind of a posture that gives you. See how upright a posture it is. And this is the way these dances should be done, with that sort of a feel to it. Majestic feel, isn't it? All right, here we go. Cumberland reel. And remember, start. Now, one, two, three, four, five, six, come up. One, three, four, five, six, arches. Two top couple. Lead down. Come up. Arches. Foot lead. One, two, three, four, five, six, come up. One, if you will keep the same partner or get a new partner as you wish.
About 6 more minutes.
And we've got time enough to do one more dance if you'd like to. Would you like to do another? All right.
Are you doing the same thing again, or you want something
else?
A reel.
A reel.
A reel.
Flowers.
Flowers would be great.
You got it.
You got it. How does that go?
All right.
Flowers of Los Angeles.
All right. While you're doing that, let's see. Okay. Are the sets formed? Okay. First, while you're doing that, let's be telling you how the dance goes. Number one man turned the number two woman by the right hands once round and back to place in 4 skip change of step. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. First woman turned the second man. Same way. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Then couples 1 and 2.
There's one place where it's awkward.
Circle. And now you're going to do slip steps. You know, that's like a, just say, slip steps. Slip steps left. And back to the right. Okay.
That lies really well on fiddle.
All right. Then the first couple will lead down. Lead down for 4. And while they're leading down, second couple step up one place. While they're leading down, second couple step up, leaving the second place open for them. All right? Then lead back into that second place. All right? And now you're progressed. Everybody there? I'm sure you can all do that. Now, couples 2 and 1 are going to dance rights and lefts. That means you start out giving a right hand to your partner across, crossing by the right in 2 skip change of step. Go. 1, 2. Then in the lines. Now man with man, woman with woman. Give left hand. Change up and down. Yes. We'll go 1, 2. 2 skip change of step. Now face across again. There's your partner with a right. Again. 1, 2. And then with the man with man and woman with woman. Left hands on the side. 1, 2. All right. And everybody, I think everybody can handle that. Then that couple will then repeat the dance again with couple 3. Right? And at the end of the second time through, the couple will step to the foot. Walk it. All right, that same couple in the second place. First man, turn to third woman by the right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Full round and back to place. First woman, second man. 2, 3, 4. Take 4 hands round and slip steps left and back. 1, 2, 3. Back. 1, 2. Lead down while the third couple step up. First couple lead down while the third couple step up one place. First couple come back into third place. And rights and lefts, couples 3 and 1. Right to your partner across. Left up and down the lines. Right to your partner across again. Left up and down the line. Okay. I think we got some of our dancers in each set. I think you can handle that, right? Whatever happens, we'll have fun. Yes, and then after that time, the first couple will slip to the bottom, and we'll have a new top couple begin. All right. Well, the first couple step back where they were, and I will cue you. All right.
Huh?
Here we go. This is a reel, yes.
Okay. Ready,
go. Steps. Lead down. Second, couple step up. Lights and lefts. Two and one. Two and one. Now with a third couple. First man turn, third woman. Those two couples slip steps left and right. One, two, three. Lead down and back. Lights and lefts. Back couple slip to the bottom and new top couple begin. First man, second woman. Thank you very much. I wish we had an hour here. It would be about right, but come watch the program this evening.
Thank you very much. That was Meriwether plus Kathy Agard providing the music, and we'll be doing that again, Meriwether will, with the dancers tonight. Coming up next is the Cross Creek Cloggers and the Waka Hooters. We're going to do a very brief set change.